big thing at the county, is, as everyone's been involved in, is the anti-discrimination committee. And the first cut for that happened yesterday, and there was again some heated discussion among commissioners, and they would like to make sure the committee is open-ended and can discuss anything, and I believe that's always been the way ad hoc committees have worked at the county. So we will be tackling all the issues of anti-discrimination with this ad hoc committee. But the other thing, too, is that everybody seems to be writing its agenda before it's even had a chance to be appointed and met. So I guess I'm going to ask that the community be patient, and as always, the county will be thorough and responsible, and these will be public meetings, and we'll be doing as best we can in these trying times with COVID and everything to work through this issue. A lot of times what happens, especially in a political environment, sometimes there's an expectation that things should happen yesterday, and that's not really how we can work things. You know, when you're dealing with anti-discrimination and a county government, you have to get the definition of what you can and cannot do. As we all know, the county cannot tell townships, cities, or villages what to do. If they could, we would have solved the Leone sewer problem a long time ago.